Blog Talk Radio.
Prince of Pan-Africanism, Dr. Umar Johnson, coming to you live and direct from the good state of Maryland. Shout out to Philadelphia, the hometown, North Philly, South Philly, Southwest Philly, Northeast Philly, Germantown, Mount Airy, Dogtown. Shout out to those alum who support me, Meade Elementary, Bieber Junior High, Scotland School, Millersville University, Lehigh, PCOM, and the School of Hard Knocks. What I want to do, brothers and sisters, tonight is I want to offer an authentic and an original Prince of Pan-Africanism analysis, interpretation, and decodification of the motion picture Get Out, number one movie in America, I believe, for two consecutive weeks. And I want to provide an analysis of this movie, Get Out. Before I do, I have a couple comments that I would like to offer regarding the grand opening of the Queen Mother Harriet Tubman Underground Railroad National Visitor Center in her hometown of Bucktown, Maryland. I had the honor, privilege, and blessing of visiting Queen Mother's so-called visitor center yesterday afternoon just before closing. I was fortunate enough to make it there on time. I didn't know that time had went up. So I almost missed my visit. But thank God I made it there on time and appreciate the support of the ancestors in getting me there safely. So coincidental that on the day she transitioned, time moved up. Facts. On the day we celebrate the 104th anniversary transition of the Queen Mother of Black Revolution, time went up. Facts. So a couple quick assessments of the Harriet Tubman National Underground Railroad Visitor Center. Number one, it was too small. It was too small for a woman of such enormous proportions, for an ancestor of such magnitude, for a hero, a shero of such gigantic impact. I would expect this center to have been more thorough than what it was. If someone does not know who Queen Mother Harriet Tubman was, if someone doesn't understand the role and impact that she played in Pan-Africanist history, they should be able to walk into that center and get a glimpse, a serious glimpse of the impact and role and life of someone of the stature of a Queen Mother Harriet Tubman. But you don't get that. If you walk into that visitor center and you leave it, you will think she was another ordinary, quote-unquote, black who may have done something newsworthy but did not accomplish anything that was worth remembering. So it was an insult to her legacy. To put this in her hometown, you can get through the whole thing in 30 minutes, going slow, maybe 45 minutes. But I would say it's a 30-minute stop. I guess that's why they call it a visitor center instead of a museum, because it ain't but a 30-minute visit. Now, mind you, Bucktown still pretty much looks the way it looked in Queen Mother Harriet's time. You have to drive almost 2 hours even from Baltimore to get there. People coming from other states are going to be driving even farther distances to get here. So because it does take a trek through the woods, not on feet but through your car, okay, you have to drive through some bridges and you got to drive through some grasslands to get there, all paved, totally roaded, but nonetheless, it is in the boondocks, which is good. I'm glad the area is undisturbed, but when people take their time to come there, to learn about this great ancestor, I would expect that the impression be greater than what I was left with. It should have been greater. The impression and impact should have been greater than what I was left with. So number one, it was too small. The size itself was disrespectful. The size itself was an insult. And just like that trifling Smithsonian Museum in D.C., just like that ridiculous African-American National Museum in D.C., most of the information was nothing but the regular, everyday facts and stats that are rehearsed in public school a million times over.
Fund me,
about
Page.
Queen Mother Harriet Tubman.
Knocked about the park. Like the- no more $75,000. Because I exposed on this page last night that the only way that you got to pay attorney fees is after you win your case. You see, the state of California works off a thing called contingency, and you don't pay your attorneys until you win your case, right? Because they take the money out of the lawsuit. And since the lawsuit is going to be millions and millions of dollars anyway, I don't see why a brother like that had to raise $75,000 for the GoFundMe page for his attorney fees. That made a nigga scratch his head. That doesn't make sense to a brother that live in the state of California who also got a lawsuit going and know how these things work. See, you can fool some of the people some of the times, Brother Polite, but you can't fool all the people all the time. You understand them little threats that you're making about investigative units? Bro, all you got to do is go to the sheriff department and ask them, who is this guy? Does he have any warrants? Can we take him down? That's all you got to do, bro. And they're going to say, nah, man. Kevin Gillespie? Nah, he's smooth. He's up to date. You see? Don't be mad because the pressure is getting to you. Remember what you said. My minimal subscribers, right? So why are you on my page? Why are you on my page, brother? Because my exposure of what you're doing is really getting to you. I'm cutting your finances short. In a minute, they're going to kick you out the house. And everybody going to see you for the snake that you are. They're going to kick you out with them little gold pairs of shoes that you got. That's it. That's all you're going to have. You're going to have to take the train or the plane back to New York. It's going to take you about 3 weeks because you can't fly nowhere. Okay? Now, you can play with these people back east however you like, but you're not going to come out west and set up camp after we just saw what you did out east and think we're just going to let that shit ride, brother. It's not going on. Your little scare tactics don't work out here. You have no jurisdiction out here, and none of your homeboys got no jurisdiction out here. So all them little threats and all these things that you're talking about you doing, and you want to find out who I am, all you got to do is come on down the block. Come on down the block, South Central. Come on down the block, but you ain't built like that. Email me. Brother Polite. So we can put it on World Star. Email me. But you're not built like that, player. So I just go ahead and take this ass whooping. Go ahead and get this work, because I'm not going to let up off of you. I don't care about no defamation of character. You don't have no character. You don't have no morality. You ain't got no loyalty. You're a scam artist, and you're not even African-American, bro. You using third world country type shit tactics to get over on my people. You don't like brothers. You don't like American blacks. Huh? Called as animals. Huh? You sound like the Arab. It sound like you have secret conversations with them people on that side of town, bro. That's why you gotta fall. And it's gonna be, like I said in my video, it's gonna be my pleasure to help you fall. My pleasure. There's nothing you can do about what's going on. This is ordained type shit. This is spiritual warfare, brother. And you ain't built for it. Because you're a slithering snake. That's all you are. You have no code of conduct. The people you got with you now is not going to be with you in a couple months. We see you switching up wives, huh? Huh? What you doing over there in Hollywood, picking up money grand, 10:30 at night, huh? Big prostitution area around there. What y'all doing over there? What y'all doing over there? Huh? Since you want to talk? Them really your wives? Y'all share the same last name? Huh? Y'all share the same last name, brother? Don't make me expose you, nigga. Okay? Don't take this ass whooping lightly, bro. Be humble. Brother went to Whole Foods in one of these videos I seen. Spent the people's money, about $500-$600, on vegetables, on green food, seaweed and shit. White people was even looking at him like, bro, what are you doing? That shit's gonna go bad in about 4 or 5 days. Why are you buying that much green stuff, bro? Because you want to be a coon and spend $600 of the people's money, right, on greens, collard green, seaweed. Drive Bentleys around the town like you really coming from your house. You know, everything is fake with you, brother. Everything. Everything is fake. I've never met a man who get caught at one thing and then just keep on lying. Just keep on lying. Well, since you're lying, we're going to keep telling the truth. One by one. The truth versus the lie, bro. That's what we're working with. You're not about to win, bro. I'm shutting you down. You can't handle the truth. But the truth gonna set you free from all that pain you got inside, all of that hurt and guilt from doing this to these people, man. It's gonna set you free. And I'm here to free you. I'm going to free you, bro, whether you want to be free or not. I'm going to lift that burden off you. We're going to tell the truth, bro. Have some morality. Have some street justice. Have some type of justice. Okay, I'm good. Thank you. Uh-huh.
Art, supreme and divine, truth, righteous power, mathematical science, timeless motion, we all know the rest. So welcome again for another timely and mindly episode that we'll be getting into in just a short moment. No current events off the top of my head this time. Something comes up a little later, we'll get into some current events or current things that's going on. So tonight's topic and idea will be entitled Enemies of the Black Rise. Once again, tonight's timely and mindly topic and segment name is entitled Enemies of the Black Rise. Now, I plan to do a lot of, well, I want to definitely get on some clips here. I'll try to request and intervene. Although I miss my high self. So without further ado, in the name of the supreme energy and frequency from within me, the all-seeing light, the divine master, teacher, supreme soul, most righteous one, the all-powerful heavenly father, and I miss today, the supreme being walking the face of the earth. It's not a spook or not a ghost. In all of my great, precious, powerful names, once again, of all the greetings of all creation, mathematical science, time is motion. All right, as I'm allowing the energy to resonate, I almost allowed my mid-self to kind of teach, and I would be on the sideline and guide, although I really want to be here. It's my time, and I need to be seen today, to be heard. We need to be seen and to be heard. The reason why is because nobody else has anything that they're saying or teaching worth being seen or heard. That's the main idea. All they're doing is regurgitating the same old nonsense. And as we teach here, many and infinite of times or occasions here, we can say, on the definition of a fool. Since the definition of a fool, doing a repetition, looking for something different, or an insane person. Since that has been the mindset of the community, you've been doing the same thing. You've been doing the same marches, no results. But you do the same thing the next march. You march looking for a different result. You try religion. That hasn't worked. So as you come out from the church or mosque or whatever, your community's gotten worse. To say the more religions, the more church, the more mosque, the world gets worse and worse and worse and worse. So that's to let you know religion's not the answer. If religion was the answer, the world wouldn't be continually getting worse. It would be in bettering because religion would leave that big of an impact since it's so great. It would impact people. But what people are finding out, like the gentleman found out about Polite, what religions are doing, they're taking money from people, using people, pimping people out. Lying to the people. Religion's doing that. It ain't changing nothing. It's not in. It's doing the same thing that they can get from the world. Only they're finding out it's a surprise because they thought this church or this mosque or they thought this person was about what was right. So then they find out he ain't about nothing. He's the same con artist that, you know, you got to watch on over the net. This is what people are finding out. So, in order to go in a different direction and not be a fool, not doing the same old thing, you got to do something different. You have to take a different direction. You have to. my mid-self, not me at this supreme degree, although my mid-self is being assisted right now, and when it's done being assisted, it's going to arise to a much higher level, because different things, remember, new things brings about the idea, new ideas. It brings about the zest for life. You want to live. You enjoy the quality of life, originality. That's why you don't eat the same thing. You don't wear the same clothes. You dress toward the occasion, and it allows you to feel or vibrate at a certain level, come into a certain mindset or confidence about yourself just based on your dress. The things you eat, your taste buds, or the DNA in your body, your cells change and harmonize depending on what you're putting in your body. And it wants something different. You keep eating the same old thing, you get sick. Because it's not constructive. You have different nutrients also, which justifies the body having a variety of different foods. So, on that, the enemies of the rise, you know, enemy really starts with yourself. If you have ignorance, then your ignorance is an enemy to you. If you have negativity or negative thoughts, your negative thoughts or your negativity is an enemy to you. Whatever else that is against you. So you're your worst enemy. You can't say someone's an enemy, they made you go rob a bank. They can't force you. Nobody can force you to walk if you don't want to. They can drag you. But nobody can make you coordinate your legs and walk. Nobody can do that. So if no one can make you walk if you don't want to walk, what makes you think somebody can put a gun in your hand, have you walk into a bank, and tell you, okay, rob this place? You did that. You agreed with your own mind, your own negativity within, on why you should rob the bank. Car, you want this, or you want some material thing. Or you thought you could get away with it or whatever. That's that negativity people call the devil talking to you and whatnot. But it's your own negative thought, your own negative thinking. You ain't thinking right or positive or godly. So you're thinking demonic or negative. You're decreasing. You're devil, you know, decrease. Devil, destruct. Demoralize. And that DE. All right, my mid-self didn't want me speaking too much because it wants me to get on these clips. And if I have to let you know, if I have to send anything toward anybody or take you out or whatever, I'm more than willing or more than will accommodate that. Matter of fact, because I have the authority to do that, some of you all gave me what I always said you should try and give me, your best shot. So all y'all put together with your negativity against me or the truth, it's not me, it's what I'm saying. You don't know me. It's the truth you don't like. You don't know nothing about me. You don't like what I'm saying. Although what I'm saying, you can't prove otherwise. So I got the power, not you. Until you can prove otherwise, of what I'm teaching, mathematically and scientifically, you're going to lose. I don't care what energies you come with. I don't care what chants or rituals you do. Bring it all. I will, as I said, be victorious. Been doing that since I can remember with this vessel. So just letting you know, this might be my turn. You threw your little rocks and stone. Now it might be my turn to throw some thunder. So I'm ready. This is why I've been granting every asking of my mid-self. Every asking to let that essence know, or that part of self know, that we're ready. You all better be worried about that. That's in the negative. So he wants to get on some of these clips and whatnot, and I will, or we will be doing that tonight. You know, humility is beautiful. Certain cultures, they practice. Matter of fact, there's an Asian culture, you know, and I'm around people that does martial arts and different things. We see who can be the humblest, who can bow and be the most humble to the other person. Because there's power in that. What's the power in that? Gratefulness. What's the other power in humility? Positivity. When you're grateful, you're thankful, or you're humble, the most summoning positive energy you can put around yourself, your aura increases tenfold just on humility. Your energy field stays clear. So though I'm answering my mid-self, although I'm even humble to a part of me that's not even beyond me. That's humility. Yet I can be authority, yet humble. So I said, all y'all put together can come, 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 come. You won't get a flinch or a stutter out of me. You want to see confidence? Come to me. You have a different definition of it. You know, with Bill's confidence, you know, it's like somebody shooting a ball or something. With Bill's confidence is they keep making a shot. They still make the shot. They ain't bricked. They ain't missed. So the more I keep making, or whatever confidence keeps building. That's the power. The power is just building. You all could do the same thing. All you have to do is be positive and be right. Be in accord with nature. Be in accord with what was here before you, the universe. Don't allow people to enslave the universe against you. Like they talk about do good to people and, you know, religion thing. That's cause and effect. That's the law of attraction. That's been here before any book was written. So if we constructed this creation to be right, and the world's convince you that being wrong is the empowerment. So the universe never serves you because the universe is constructed for the righteous. Not constructed for you to want to be con artists and make money off of people and lying and cheating and trying to be worldly. You can't serve two worlds. You can't serve two masters. Chase Hummers and all these material things that your master says is good. And then come in a world of what's right and then expect the type of honor that you can get if, you know, you can look good. Let's shop at Burlington's or some, you know, don't be a consumer slave. Most of my clothes is really sharp and whatnot. But if it's not a good deal or price that I'm going to pay, I don't have to spend a bunch of money as a consumer slave. I don't buy this stuff. All right, I'm going to grant this asking for I take off into another idea, and I will be returning. I'm still in the house, not going anywhere.
Got away with that at Muhammad Ma. Look at him. Hey, that's me. You better put that cracker up on there again. Now straighten it out, brother. I don't want to see him. I want them to see him. Now, this boy studied the history of Denmark Vesey Nat Turner and that church. So he gets a weapon, puts it in his pocket, and goes to church. Not to worship. See, he never would have got away with that at Muhammad Ma. Here's a man, went to church, and you, so unmindful of your 461 years of history with this people, you are so happy that a white man showed up at your prayer meeting and wants to come in and pray with you. You want to show white people how magnanimous you are. No, how much of a damn fool you are. Of misunderstanding and misteaching of the real teaching of Jesus Christ. Preachers in the house, you got the right name and the right man.
Jesus. But you don't have the right understanding. And that's why you're weak in the face of your enemy rather than strong in the face of your enemy. Listen. He came in, he sat down. He listened to the whole Bible class. He never had anything to say. But in the end, while they were praying, he reached in his pocket. He shot as many as he wanted to, reloaded and shot again, and let some live so that they could tell the story, because he wanted a race war. His brother, Michael Slager, you know his brother, his brother shot a man running away from him. Eight or nine times. He's such a liar. He tried to take my taser.
All right. You know, a real teacher, difference between a preacher and a teacher. A real teacher teaches with words and his or her own teaching, or the truth, basically. And it resonates. We don't need to, you know, holler and, you know, why are we doing this? And he's a damn devil. And you don't need to do that. That's what preachers do. They go in there and say, oh, yes, and the Lord is this and that, and hallelujah, and, you know, all that preacher stuff, singing and whatnot. My Lord's coming, and he's going to do this. He's going to judge everybody. And instead of just speaking his words, all that singing and carrying on, that's what preachers do. That means it's a show, or it appeals to your emotions, not to appeal to your thinking and build your mind. And that's why the great teacher said that Louis here is one of his best preachers in North America. Not a teacher, not even a minister. He said preacher. Call him a preacher. You don't pick up on that. If you don't know what a preacher is, you think, you know, a minister, a teacher, and a preacher is all the same thing. It's not. So you're so caught up on this preaching thing. And believe me, this is building, because the truth can set you free. Right now, you're enslaved to religion. You're enslaved to personalism. You're enslaved with your own ignorance. So what I'm doing is absolutely building, because I'm freeing your mind, those whose minds are captured by your own ignorance. That's the ultimate building. You have to be a free thinker first before you could build anything, before you can even know how to build and have your own thinking, your own thoughts based on what is. So here he's focusing on this little white boy that killed nine niggas. Not black people, niggas in a church. If they weren't niggas, that would never happen. He couldn't do that to nobody else. He can only do it to his niggers or his slaves, because he has authority over them. He couldn't do that to anyone else that's conscious or aware of him, because they don't have authority. He doesn't have authority over them. But let's get back here. this is going to be a very important thing. You all probably heard me share this before, and I'm going to keep sharing it until you get the idea here. So here's one white boy that killed 9 niggas. Although meanwhile, especially in Farrah Clown's backyard, as we mentioned so many times, you got niggas dying by the tons, shooting themselves. So what you're saying in that is it's okay if you all kill each other at an alarming rate, just that the white boy can't kill you. Let us kill ourselves. That's what you're saying. It's like Black Lives Matter. Black lives, if Black Lives mattered, Black Lives Matter, whether if it's gang, which is more than a couple of policemen shooting you, Black Lives Matter would be focused around the so-called black-on-black murders or homicide, the majority number of so-called black lives is supposed to matter, not the police. The police killing Negroes is only 3% of their killings. The other 90-plus percent of their killings is done on their own hands. So at the same breath he was talking about this little white boy killing 9 niggas, there was another nigga shooting 8 other people with kids, including everything else. Ain't even other you know, older Negroes. It's, you know, innocent children and whatnot. You know, if that meant so much to you and that lives matter, that movement or whatever, it wouldn't matter about what your master's doing. You know, if you read since Fairy Clown thinks he's so wise, if you just read The Art of War, the book The Art of War will tell you how to come at your enemy. You don't come directly. But he's so wise, he's such a great teacher. You know, the European, when he killed off the Indian, he couldn't kill off the Indian on his own. He had to get the Indians to start to kill themselves and wipe themselves out. That's the art of war. He couldn't get Saddam himself. He had to get the people against him. Or Gaddafi. So although he supplied the rebels with guns and all that, it looks like he's never there. Like that book says in The Art of War, when you're up close, make your enemies think you're far away. And when you're far away, make your enemies think you're up close. You keep your enemies off guard. You never let your enemies know where you're coming from. So if a European is supplying ignorant-ass niggas with drugs and guns to do his bidding for him to kill off each other, you're a damn idiot to be worried about a little white boy or a white cop beating the hell out of or choking one nigga for running his mouth at that. Stop you, and they got guns. And some, you should keep your damn mouth shut. You should cooperate. You ain't doing your favor not cooperate. You're going to have to cooperate anyway, whether they put you in a chokehold or shoot you, whatever they got to do. If you Google the police rights, they have a right to detain you. If you're under arrest, they can detain you by any means necessary. That's in their rights. If you knew that or you read that, you'll know once when they're going to arrest you and you're resisting, you're not allowing, if they have to beat the crap out of you to arrest you, put you in a chokehold, shoot you, whatever, based on their rules, they could do that. So you all missing it. He got you so riled up, the white boy, the cracker. Meanwhile, look at you, wiping each other out. But you worried about the white boy. You worried about the obvious, and the unobvious is wiping you all out. Generations of young people, not older people, young people. But this is your leader. He knows so damn much. He's so great. He's so this and so that. He said, food's doing the same thing. No, this is why you all haven't come out of nothing. That energy he talking about, white folks, he should be getting on these Negroes and using the FOI, whoever, whatever little flunkies he got, to police his own community. Clean up his own community. Quit blaming other nationalities and start to clean up your own mess. Let's continue.
The devil is a liar and a murderer. This is what they call hate teaching. But let me tell you something.
By the way, also let me add here, because he's about to talk about white folks some more. You know, white folks love tan demons or niggers like fairy clown, because he supports their agenda. You know, all the house niggas and, you know, Jesse Jackson and all that, they were taught or they were allowed to complain about white folks, about so-called injustice or whatever, keep this so-called civil rights thing going on. But to neglect what would be doing or what would be done against their own community, to not speak on that. Jesse and Sharpton, they know the government brings in guns and drugs. They know this. Been knowing it. But they're not to speak on that because you are supposed to be. That's the whole dilemma there, is that you're supposed to be killing yourself. You know, as they say, the greatest trick the devil ever did was make people think he didn't exist. So he's supposed to look like he ain't existing, because it's not a white face squeezing the trigger physically, but it's a white face that's feeding them the guns. Or it's niggas' ignorance that's doing it to themselves. Because it's one thing you can blame the white boy for giving niggas guns, although it goes upon the niggas that have self-accountability for taking those guns and being ignorant enough to use it against themselves. Same with the Indian. Yeah, the Indian was given alcohol, which most of them are still alcoholics today. It's in their blood. They were such drunks or drunkards. It traveled through generations of them. So when you meet most Indians today, a lot of them have alcohol problem. They still like alcohol. Even though that was the demise of the Indian, it's still ingrained in him. Keep note of that.
You point out the footsteps of a murderer and a deceiver so that justice could catch up with him. Are you a hater or a seeker of justice? Oh, I see. What's the name of the white policeman that shot our brother in Ferguson? Darren Wilson. See, I want you to see a pattern here. Laquan McDonald walking down the street. Sandra Bland just questioning a white man. But none was more vivid. Where's Mr. Roof? Put that cracker back up. What? They all have something in common. Murder comes easy. Remember the little boy and his friends that pulled up in a gas station playing loud music, you know. A white man pulls up. Tell him, turn that loud music down. See if it was white boys playing loud acid rock. After having an afternoon of acid. You would come over and say, son, come on now. Don't you think you're playing that music too loud? Could you just tone it down a bit? But not to us.
All right. Well, I have to be vulnerable. Yeah, you all should scratch your head on a lot of things. You should, you know, C-SPAN means to expand seeing or to expand what they want people to see. You know, the Million Man Joke or the Million Consumers March, because that's all it was accomplished there. It was consumption to you're a slave master in food, beverage, transportation, et cetera, et cetera. So the Million Consumers March, they knew you all wasn't going to build nothing. That's why they put it. He wouldn't put something worldwide if it was a threat to him. So they know Fairy Clown is their boy. That's why they allowed him to get that money from Gaddafi. Nobody could, especially an enemy of the U.S., nobody couldn't get money or loan through this country from Libya of all countries if the government wasn't in on it, or he's not a government agent. There's no way. You can believe that religious stuff and Allah and that. If old Allah can't stop y'all from niggas from killing each other, they ain't about all the will of Allah and all this stuff. That's a bunch of religious hogwash that people want to believe or be lied to and deceive themselves. When you want to believe instead of know based on factual evidence, you know, it's evident that the sun's coming out tomorrow. It's evident that we breathe oxygen in atoms. It's evident scientifically, mathematically. It's not a belief. There's actual scientists that use scopes and different things to the various atoms or things that we can't see with the naked eye. So they had to get the factual evidence which supports what they say or what they're saying. A belief don't do that. You could believe the sun ain't coming tomorrow. You could believe, like I told that Arab guy, you could believe somebody going to bring you something to eat or the Lord is going to bring you something to eat. You don't get up or somebody don't get it for you, you're going to starve to death. That's the facts. So you can believe what you want to believe. Truth is always going to be the truth, and the truth will always be greater than any belief. Always. All right. We'll go ahead and end this segment. It's been really interesting, and what needed to be put out has been done. Well, I don't, at this time, see any requests from within. So, for now, I guess some of you are still safe. You know, mercy is beautiful. It is. Although, mercy has a limit, like everything else. There's a limit. All right, so with that said, thank you all who are listeners or who will be listening. quite a few people listen at this. I'll allow this to be posted and archived where you all be able to hear and study this. And it might be posted on the tube and whatnot. So I'll look into that. All right, with that shared, we'll send this one off, put this one in history books, math and science, and righteous power.